I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Today we're going to talk about Parkinson's disease. You have a talk coming up to a support group, a Parkinson's support group, and we'll be later on in this show, we'll be interviewing a caregiver that's part of that support group. But Dr. Prather, let's talk about what is Parkinson's disease?
Well, Parkinson's is a disease of an upper motor neuron disease, much like MS, ALS, muscular dystrophy. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with that is that it is a targets specifically the substantia nigra, which is a portion of the brain. And the substantia nigra produces dopamine. It also produces serotonin and noradrenaline. Now, the dopamine is the main thing that they target for treatment, because the dopamine is the chemical that allows the nervous system to communicate with each other. So as that happens, you start to get quite a few neurological types of problems. You know, there's balance, there's rigidity. The nervous system is just not working correctly. Mm-hmm. So addressing that, you know, trying to prevent that is one of the best ways of actually working with it. But once you have it, trying to heal up and make up for the loss of the dopamine is the main way that they try to treat that.
Mm-hmm. So how common is Parkinson's disease?
Well, there is a million Americans who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's in the United States right now. And that is actually more than multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, or ALS combined.
So combined. Wow.
There are 60,000 new cases of Parkinson's a year. It is something that is becoming more common. Mm-hmm. They're not quite sure why it is, but it is a growing problem and something that people need to be aware of, you know, that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time we do our show and we usually have statistics.
Yeah.
There is a lot of disease out
yes, there.
There is. Yeah.
There is.
Wow. Well, who gets Parkinson's disease?
Well, it increases with age. About 4% of all Parkinson's is diagnosed before the age of 50. Michael Fox is a very famous one.
Mm-hmm.
Who had
the actor Michael J. Fox? Yeah,
who had the had gotten it young.
Mm-hmm.
But about 4%, but it increases with age. So more likely as you get older. Men are 1.5 times more likely to get Parkinson's than women. So that's definitely a factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is interesting. Can you die from Parkinson's disease?
Yes, you can. There are... it's the 14th leading cause of death in the United States right now. Mm-hmm. So being a neurodegenerative type of a disease, it can lead to death.
Hmm. You called it a neurodegenerative
disease, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's one of the things is that it is a slow acting.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one of the major concerns that's involved with that is caregiving. You know, because you start to lose the ability to take care of yourself, drive, work, which results in quite a bit of expense involved with that. So the expense of Parkinson's is estimated about $24 billion a year. Because of the length of term that people usually have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
So learning how to deal with that and work along those lines is very important. And one of the things that we really emphasize is getting into a group, you know, that especially for the caregivers and a support group for the people with Parkinson's, how to deal with it, get different ideas. I highly encourage that. So that's one of the things that we want to bring attention to that, and also that there are support groups here in Indianapolis for that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that and talk to a caregiver.
Sure.
later in the show. Well, what causes Parkinson's disease?
Well, it's not completely understood, but what they have found is that there's a lot of free radical damage that occurs in the substantia nigra. So looking at free radicals, trying to get those under control. There's also the mitochondria, which is where we make energy, adenotriphosphate, ATP. And in the substantia nigra, that is definitely damaged, that they found. So there seems to be a combination of free radicals and damage to the mitochondria. It probably is starting to occur much earlier than any of the symptoms or any of the diagnoses is determined. Mm-hmm. So trying to find early diagnosis on that, you can start to do some things to actually prevent the symptoms from occurring. So that's one of the things that we encourage quite a bit.
Now, you were mentioning these are areas of the brain, right?
Areas of the brain, yeah.
Yeah.
What they find is in the substantia nigra, as they've been able to look at that, there is Lewy bodies that start to occur, which is almost like scar tissue in the substantia nigra.
Isn't there a Lewy bodies disease?
Yes.
It's called Lewy also. Bodies. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Parkinson's is specifically in the substantia nigra. As you get into the Lewy body disease, then that actually is in other parts of the brain, too.
Okay. Brain is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, what are the symptoms of Parkinson's disease?
Well, the sort of the one that really stands out is a tremor called a pill rolling in the hands.
Mm-hmm.
Where it looks like you're rolling a pill.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the, like, standard types of things to look for. There is a limb rigidity. There's a basic tremor that occurs throughout the body. Gait and balance go off.
Mm-hmm.
One of the head is the head translates forward quite a bit on people with that. So if you can keep the head back, that's one of the things we do with our patients. If we can do that, then that really takes care, helps out the gait and the balance quite a bit. There are also, because of the serotonin, there's a lot of emotional types of things that occur. Serotonin is kind of like your upbeat, you know, awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So apathy starts to occur, depression, constipation, because you're not getting the neurological input into mm-hmm. into the digestive tract, sleep, behavior disorders. Lack of sleep. Yeah, basically they're getting up wandering around. There's a reversal of sleeping patterns. There's a loss of sense of smell. Cognition is impaired. You're not thinking correctly. Sweating can be a sign along that. Sexual dysfunction, fatigue, pain in a limb, tingling, lightheadedness, and anxiety.
Well, when you said, you know, head forward, is that what causes some of the balance issues?
It is.
Interesting.
So there is, with the abnormal and the rigidity of the body, there becomes a abnormal positioning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just try it, you know, walking around with your head forward, mm-hmm. you kind of lose your balance.
It
throws everything
gravity.
Off. So trying to get the person back into a normal state really helps a lot with the balance and it really prevents a lot of the falling.
I also think like of a shuffle gait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shuffle gait is one of the very common mm-hmm. signs along those lines.
Okay.
Matter of fact, one of the best people to diagnose this is a movement disorder specialist, which is a specialty within neurology.
Okay.
So
I've never heard of that.
Disorder
specialist.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's the person who's really good. So if there are signs and symptoms that we see in a patient, early signs, that's who we send that to mm-hmm. See if that is a diagnosis that we should look at.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the treatment. What are the treatment for Parkinson's?
There isn't really a cure for Parkinson's. So what you're trying to do is help with the symptoms. So you're trying to provide medications in there to make up for the dopamine. So mm-hmm. all the medications are designed along those lines. There are some surgeries that with some neural stimulation inside the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the things that has been proven to be of help. But at this point, they're more of a help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not We don't really have a specific treatment that's really effective, but there are treatments that should be done to help to manage your Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're very big believers in having those done pharmaceutically.
Right. So how successful are the medical interventions?
The main thing is just trying to cut down on the symptoms at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where we're looking at, you know, for the benefit of the pharmaceutical route.
I remember one of our Parkinson's patient, me taking her to the Rock Steady program.
It's
a program that's been around for a while here. It started in Indianapolis, and mm-hmm. now it's in other states. They use boxing movements, but they do more than that. And taking her there for the first time, but the support group, people, you know, it was more than just exercise. You know, they were...
It was a camaraderie. Yeah.
They talked about different medications
sure.
that they were trying, and... it was very helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
It's very good to have a group of people come alongside you with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the structure-function approach to helping treat Parkinson's.
Excellent.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function, and as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health, and that's based on a balance of the physiology functional and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about Parkinson's disease. And Dr. Prather, you said how many millions of people suffer with
Parkinson's? 1 million. Are diagnosed with Parkinson's right now.
But it's more than MS, ALS, muscular dystrophy combined.
Combined. Wow. And there's 60,000 new diagnoses a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's got an upward projection.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they feel that in 20 years that there will be almost twice as many.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk about the structure function approach, the care that's helpful in treating Parkinson's, which we do at the Prather Practice.
Certainly.
The structure function care.
Yeah, and you have two different means of treatment. You have disease care and structure function care. Disease care is the pharmaceutical route, which in Parkinson's is very, very necessary. But then also to get some the full benefit, getting structure function, which is bringing the body back into homeostasis,
mm-hmm.
is what we do with that. So we make the body healthier. And from our Parkinson's patients say it really has helped out tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Great. So let's talk about diet. Why is diet important with Parkinson's?
Well, diet is one of the things that can make an immediate difference. The main thing that everyone agrees on and should be talked to about every Parkinson's patient is a low protein diet.
A low protein.
Low protein mm-hmm. diet. Now, what you do is you take it down to the USRDA recommendations on their protein per person, and it mm-hmm. depends on size, male, female, age, all those types of things, on how much protein you should be taking that. But you should take it down to where you're getting your adequate protein, but that you're not overdoing your protein. The average American takes in 4 times the amount that they actually need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why that's a problem is that the protein will compete with the dopamine and the L-DOPA. So it actually, with a high protein diet, you're actually cutting down on how much dopamine you have traveling through your system. So cutting down on the protein is very important. Now, one of the things that they say that you need to be careful of is as you reduce, let's say that you're on pharmaceuticals for the Parkinson's, and you go to a low protein diet, you're probably going to have to cut down on how much L-DOPA you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to require as much because you're going to have more of an uptake. But the low protein diet is very, very critical for Parkinson's patients. Now, the other thing that has been shown to be helpful for Parkinson's patients is to having a food allergy testing done and avoiding the things that they have sensitivities or allergies to. That also seems to improve people's performance. But the low protein diet is something that's across the board, accepted medically, and should be talked to about on every single patient who has Parkinson's.
Interesting. Yeah, I had never heard that, but makes total sense.
Sure.
And you say most Americans have 4 times
more protein than
too
what
much
they
protein.
Yeah, we're very heavy protein eaters.
Well, how can chiropractic help with Parkinson's?
Well, one of the things is the structure of the body. You see a very definite difference in the balance. Mm-hmm. Also, the limping on our Parkinson's patients, we've seen that reduce. So the many of the caregivers have said, wow, you know, they're so much more functional under chiropractic care. They're able to do much, much better, really cuts down on the falls. Their balance is so much better. But that's what chiropractic does, is it helps to balance out the system.
And the nervous system.
Right, the nervous system. Mm-hmm. It also, as you do chiropractic, there is an increase in the body's production of dopamine and serotonin and noradrenaline, mm-hmm. which are some of the deficiencies that are occurring. And that's one thing that they found with chiropractic adjustments that improve. So chiropractic really should be a part of every Parkinson's patient's care.
Mm-hmm. Great. How about acupuncture? Can acupuncture be helpful?
Acupuncture is also something that they see an excellent difference on. As we stick the needles in, there is an immediate change in the neurological system. There's an increase and a decrease of some of the hormones that are involved with keeping the dopamine, serotonin up, and a decrease of those that help to destroy it. Cortisol is one of those. So acupuncture is a very relaxing type of thing. We also see a lot of the rigidity go down with the acupuncture. Also, there's a decrease in pain and a better balance that occurs too. Mm-hmm. So acupuncture is also something that we see some excellent results on in our Parkinson's patients.
Mm. So we've talked about the benefits of chiropractic acupuncture. How about what role does exercise play?
Exercise. Everyone agrees that a good exercise program is very important. And one of the reasons that boxing is because it works the brain in such a way. You know, the
left
cross
right.
body, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very helpful along those lines. Tai Chi has been shown to be extremely beneficial for mm-hmm. Parkinson's patients. Matter of fact, one of the things is it's excellent for preventative. And Tai Chi has been shown to help with the neurophysiology of the body better than any other exercise out there.
Tai Chi.
Yeah, boxing is close behind, but uh-huh. Tai Chi is really, really good. But getting a good exercise program, some resistance, some aerobic exercise, all those things combined really slows down and can help to reverse a lot of the symptoms of Parkinson's.
And what I've heard is that movement.
Yes.
They need that movement. And I know I had just heard about there is a certification in Parkinson's exercise movement that you can get certified in.
Yes, because there is very specific ones that make a bigger difference than other exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So getting into those and studying those and getting involved in those types of exercises, you'll really see a big difference if you're a Parkinson's patient.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about folic acid. Why is folic acid important?
Interestingly enough, folic acid has been one of the things that has been touted to really prevent those Lewy bodies from forming.
Mm.
One of the things that occurs with the degeneration in there is folic acid is critical for cell reproduction. And if you get low on that, there's little things called telomeres when the cells divide. Mm-hmm. And without that folic acid, those telomeres become shorter, more brittle, and there start to be some breakage. So they feel that the folic acid deficiency is one of the precursors and could be one of the underlying causes of Parkinson's. And folic acid deficiency is the most common deficiency in Americans. So it's one of it is the lowest thing in our diet.
Folic acid.
And folic acid is known to be one of the major causes of birth defects.
Mm-hmm.
So folic acid deficiency is a very important thing to prevent Parkinson's. And then also, if you keep up on your folic acid, it also helps with the symptoms too. So folic acid is probably the number one vitamin that you're looking at preventing Parkinson's and also for treating Parkinson's.
Well, I know folic acid, when you're pregnant, you know,
Really emphasize that, because again, you know, you have the cell division, and that's what is the major reason that birth defects occur. It's because you don't have proper cell division, and folic acid is extremely important along those lines.
Interesting. What role does niacin play?
Well, one of the things that with niacin is that taking the L-DOPA pharmaceuticals and also the supporting types of medications actually decreases and can cause niacin deficiency. And niacin is one of the important things for the health of the whole nervous system. So as you're taking the pharmaceuticals, you actually get some deficiency in niacin, which can speed up the whole Parkinson's problem.
Yeah, this is why we need disease care and structure function care together.
And we are very big advocates for the integration of the two, because most of the people who are prescribing the pharmaceuticals for the Parkinson's patients don't know these things and don't know how to check on them. We don't have to guess that you need them. We can do a blood test and actually find out if you're deficient and how deficient you are and when you're taking the proper amount.
Interesting. So that was niacin. What about thiamine? Is that something that's beneficial for Parkinson's?
Yes. Oh, and going back to the niacin, there's also NADH, which is a coenzyme, which is very involved, and it's very important for the synthesis of tyrosine to L-DOPA. So being able to make L-DOPA. So one of the things that occurs is you're taking pharmaceuticals that provide L-DOPA, but the pharmaceuticals stop blocks the niacin and prevents the body from making its own L-DOPA. So the niacin, it works in quite a few different types of ways, and there are several ways to give it, and we can check out and see which one's going to work the best. Now, thiamine has been also shown to be very important in the prevention of Parkinson's. Now, it doesn't seem to help out that much after you have it, but it's something that really is very important on the prevention. So if you have, and one of the things is that Parkinson's is oftentimes, if you have family members who've had Parkinson's, you have a higher chance. So if you have a tendency towards Parkinson's, making sure that your thiamine levels are up are very important.
For prevention.
For prevention.
All right. When we come back, let's talk about the role of vitamins, what vitamins play in Parkinson's.
Certainly.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
People that work in hospitals are truly amazing people. They are so nice and supportive. It makes you suspicious, right? Are they stealing the drugs? They're a little too excited to be around sick people in pajamas. And when I say sick, I'm not talking about the positive slang, right? Because that's part of our language, right? That jacket is sick! But you don't want a medical professional to be like, your test results are sick! I mean, let me clarify, you're dying.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking about Parkinson's disease, and let's talk about the role of vitamins and how they play into Parkinson's, but how about B6?
Well, B6 is important because it helps for the conversion and the making of dopamine, so it's very... very important to go ahead and give it. But you also have to be careful because if you're just taking L-DOPA, you have to take the cardi-DOPA with it, for otherwise B6 will block the effects of the L-DOPA. So, in other words, it has to be managed correctly if you're giving B6.
Right.
But it does help and is extremely important for making your own dopamine.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. How about vitamin C and vitamin E?
Well, vitamin C and vitamin E are very much involved with the free radicals. All the antioxidants has a big effect on that. Vitamin C and vitamin E are two of the more powerful free radical scavengers. Mm-hmm. Vitamin C is very well known to help prevent Parkinson's. And also, as you're taking it, it really cuts down on some of the side effects of the pharmaceuticals that occur. So vitamin C is something that if you are taking pharmaceuticals and have Parkinson's, then vitamin C is very critical to make sure that you have enough of that and getting that in the system. Mm-hmm. And then vitamin E has been shown to be the people who take in higher levels of vitamin E have less Parkinson's than the average person. And then vitamin E also cuts down a lot on the symptoms of Parkinson's. So also something to look at.
You know, I was thinking of my dad growing up. Those were the things he just took religiously.
Right.
Vitamin C and vitamin E, and he is so healthy at 83 years old.
Right, yeah. No signs of Parkinson's at all in him, is there?
Yeah, no signs of any disease.
Yeah.
Well, what role does copper play in Parkinson's?
Well, one thing that's people who have Wilson's disease, which is a high copper levels, have...
That's what Wilson's disease is?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So that is something that they have a very high rate of Parkinson's, and they found that people who have copper toxicity develop Parkinson's at almost a 6 times greater risk.
And we're talking about the metal, the
yeah. Well, it's also it is also necessary. So if you're too low on copper, you can also develop Parkinson's.
But here we're saying too high.
Too high has a very
and we
strong
can test that at the Prather Practice through a hair analysis. Correct.
Correct. Yeah. So that can be tested, but copper is important. Being too high or too low, but being too high really sets you up as a really good possibility of developing Parkinson's disease.
Interesting. So the too high of copper
is extremely important.
And we're talking about copper toxicity.
Right.
Why is iron toxicity critical?
That's called hemosiderosis. And again, there's when you have high iron, your chances of getting Parkinson's are far, far greater than the average person's. High iron is more common in men. And there's a very strong correlation between high iron levels and the development of Parkinson's because of the neurological damage that occurs because of the high iron. So looking at iron toxicity is extremely important.
So looking at copper toxicity, iron toxicity.
Right.
Why should manganese levels be important to check on?
Well, interestingly, I've talked before on manganese because manganese high toxicity causes the same symptoms as Parkinson's. So I've had 3 patients who came in who were diagnosed with Parkinson's, and when we tested them, they had high manganese. When we got their manganese down, their Parkinson's symptoms went away.
Interesting. So it wasn't a true Parkinson's, just symptom-like.
Symptom-wise, high toxicity of manganese can also cause exactly the same symptoms as Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was it was very interesting. All of them had been exposed. The worst way to take in manganese is breathing it in. So if you're in metallurgy, things like that, most of those people were, where they are around the fumes of manganese, that developed the Parkinson's symptoms.
They were all in some type of manufacturing
and were exposed to manganese. And the high manganese, again, once we were able to get that down, we saw a dramatic difference in their symptomatology.
Yeah, I was just picturing maybe one of our radio listeners that could be the case.
Well, anyone who has Parkinson's should be checked, one, for high copper, high iron, and high manganese. Those are very critical and can make a very big difference.
But very important to go to someone
who checks those things
and knows how to treat it. Right. Uh-huh. And get those levels. Interesting. Well, what other nutrients can play a role?
Well, as you're looking at that, octicosanol, which is extremely beneficial. That's one thing that we give to almost all of our Parkinson's patients because it helps to relax the muscles. Matter of fact, it has excellent for all upper motor neuron diseases, especially muscular dystrophy. Octicosanol really, really changes the values along those lines. So octicosanol is one of the things that we always look
now,
along
is
those
that
lines.
A herb or a
no? That's like a fatty acid type.
Fatty acid supplement. Okay.
Right. And then the other thing that we really recommend is primrose oil. Primrose oil, it has the highest levels of GLA, which is an omega-6 fatty acid, but it really goes into the whole production and the healing of the nervous system and the brain is very critical. And one of the things that is also very true is that Parkinson's occurs at a much higher rate if you have low cholesterol. So if your cholesterol is below 140, 140 to 90, your chances of getting Parkinson's are 3 to 4 times higher.
And some people take pride in that low cholesterol level.
Right, and that's one of the reasons that some people are saying that we have a much higher rate of Parkinson's and it's growing so quickly, is because all the cholesterol-lowering drugs that we're doing, and we're getting our cholesterol too low because the brain is made out of cholesterol, and it's also a very strong free radical scavenger. And there's a very strong belief that there's quite a bit of neurological damage that's occurring in the brain due to the low cholesterol levels.
Yeah.
So cholesterol has been linked very strongly to the increase of Parkinson's and is a very strong precursor to Parkinson's. Omega-6 fatty acids and the octicosanol actually helps to fight those particular aspects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. They're going to, you know, 10 years from now, they're going to be saying this. You're saying it now.
Right, right. Now, some of the other toxicities that you have to look at that could kick off heavy metal toxicities, aluminum, mercury, nickel, and arsenic can also
And those be can all be tested
through
on
the
our
hair analysis.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, go ahead. Any other nutrients before I go on?
Well, one of the very interesting things that is extremely important that we should be looking at is methylene blue.
Mm-hmm.
Methylene blue is there is a research being done on that because methylene blue is a mitochondria preserver and has been shown to be extremely effective. So there's a lot of research being done on methylene blue on helping with Parkinson's with some excellent results. So that is one thing that we tell people because what methylene blue is, it preserves the dopamine neurons in the substantia nigra and has really, one of the biggest things that it's really helped out with is the attention function. It doesn't seem to really do too much for the tremors, but the attention has really, the cognitive ability.
The cognitive, okay.
Has really changed with the methylene blue. So that is one thing that I really recommend.
What is a methylene blue? I've been hearing a lot about it.
Methylene blue is a very old, 100-year-old medication that they used for malaria.
Oh.
Extremely beneficial along those lines, and was very common, especially during World War II. They used a lot of methylene blue for our soldiers. But one of the things that it does is it really has an ability to keep the mitochondria from being damaged. So methylene blue can be extremely helpful along those lines. And they found a very good effect on Parkinson's patients.
And that's something we carry at the Prather practice.
That is something that we are doing at the Prather practice for people.
Okay. Well, let's talk about homeopathy, one of my favorite subjects.
Absolutely. Homeopathy is sort of our magic bullet and can do more for, especially in these types of situations. So we have specific homeopathics for substantia nigra. We also have homeopathics for the mitochondria. And there are a set of homeopathics that specifically target upper motor neurons and can have some really excellent effects on the health of the Parkinson's patients.
Yeah, I was just thinking if we can integrate, you know, and work
right.
together, how help, you know, we can help millions, you know,
well,
million Parkinson's patients.
When we're talking about healthcare, a good split on that is about 20% of all care should be disease care, pharmaceutically based.
Mm-hmm.
80% should be structure function.
Yeah.
As we can integrate that, then we would get much, much better results in all of our patients. So trying to get the best of both worlds and a better program along those lines is really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I also want to mention that has been shown to help out Parkinson's patients is external counterpulsation therapy.
ECP, which we provide at the Prather practice. Yeah,
it helps with the oxygenation, circulatory problems with Parkinson's. To the substantia nigra is also something that has been shown to be an issue. And that really helps all of the cognitive abilities and any type of dementia because it really gets the oxygen to the brain, and we see some nice changes on brain function with that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program.
Right, and they are doing research on ECP as a treatment for Parkinson's with some very good results.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Sue, who is a caregiver of a Parkinson's patient, and talk about what support she's finding here locally.
Excellent.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What do you mean by the statement, Dr. Prather, hormones the key to unlocking weight loss?
It's a very common type of thing that people come in and they say, I've been doing everything right to lose the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what else I can do. The hormones and the nervous system are the two things that tell the body what to do. The hormones have a very big regulatory type of effect on our weight. If the hormones say, no, you're not going to lose weight, you're not going to lose weight. Oftentimes, when we do some thorough evaluation, we find some issues and get that fixed, and it's amazing what happens.
What is your protocol for weight loss?
We do consult. We need to do a thorough consultation.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a thorough examination. We need to have thorough lab tests. Then we need to put that together with the lifestyle of the patient. One of the first things that you have to do is you have to get those hormones balanced. And sometimes you have to cheat a little bit.
What does that mean?
Well, we have to sometimes fool the body. The body is stubborn, and it has a set weight limit. And I would actually put it as a picture
mm-hmm.
of what you should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it's off.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use the hormones to fool the body to make a shift. One of the things that we offer is HCG shots, human chorionic gonadotropin, and that is involved with, it works on the hypothalamus to tell the body it's okay to burn fat and change the weight, what the fat percentage is. Mm-hmm. So instead of burning muscle, which you normally do when you go on a diet, which is why most diets don't work, because you become more fat because the fat percentage increases mm-hmm. as you lose weight.
It's wasting muscle.
And it's wasting muscle. This will burn up the fat and change the percentage of fat so that there is a true hormonal change. We can fool the body to change its set point because it can be pretty stubborn. We also keep very close records on the changes that are taking place.
Mm-hmm.
We measure weekly. The fat percentage. We make sure mm-hmm. that people aren't just losing muscle. There are dietary, there are all sorts of strategies on diets, and we're very, very flexible in finding what diet works the very best. We make sure that they are healthy and able to follow it and then incorporate a whole lifestyle and then make sure that it stays, because the last thing we want is yo-yo dieting.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, I have Sue with me. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you.
Sue is a caregiver for her husband who has Parkinson's, and also you're a patient here, and that's how we met.
That's right.
And tell us a little bit about how long has your husband had Parkinson's?
Well, he was diagnosed, it'll be 17 years in April of this year. Wow. Of course, they say you have it for a while before you are diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when he was diagnosed.
So for 17 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what you're involved, and in fact, Dr. Prather's going to come and speak to your support group, with this a support group for Parkinson's patients and caregivers called STICS. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's been a support for you as a caregiver.
Well, this is a group that meets at Second Pres on North Meridian. We heard about it. We had attended church there once, and my husband met with the pastor, and he told him about it then. lovely group. Some of the people are members there, but they're very gracious to open it up to anyone who wants to come. For us, it's just been wonderful mm-hmm. Because we didn't know anyone with Parkinson's. We didn't have anyone to relate to and talk to about what we were going through.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been such a help. Plus, we have a lot of new friends.
Uh-huh. So this is at Second Presbyterian, but you don't have to be a member.
No, ma'am.
And when do you meet?
We meet the first and third Wednesdays of each month at 11 o'clock. It's from 11 to 12, so it doesn't take a lot of time out of your day. And most people go to lunch afterwards, so works out great because they're already out.
Uh-huh.
So
that's wonderful. And this is from 11 to 12. You said there's a little difference. You got the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday. Is there a different emphasis on those Wednesdays?
The first Wednesday, we always meet together. Sometimes we just discuss where we're at, go around, discuss where we're at. Other times we have speakers come in, which Dr. Prather is coming in for us, and that's always encouraging, a lot of different aspects of Parkinson's that we've found people who would come and support us in that. Then the second one, we meet together for a little bit, and then we break up for caregivers, and that gives us the time to learn from each other and to encourage one another.
Oh, that's wonderful. What kind of encouragement have you found for yourself personally as a caregiver?
From the group, you're saying?
Yes.
Yes. I think just knowing that other people understand, because I've heard people say, my friends say they understand, but they don't understand. And that's true of anything that we're living out instead of just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I always look forward to learning new things, or what are you doing? How do you handle this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of that me too. You know that you have somebody that is going through it.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
That you can
indeed
help, yeah. And you probably take turns and different things you're going through.
You learn to care for one another. So you're a caregiver, but in the smaller group, you learn to care for one another.
Power. Has it been helpful for resources too?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. We talk about who's going to what doctor and what you've found that works and doesn't work. And there is some talk of medication. Usually that's more when we're together. We like to talk about other things.
Uh-huh. Instead of medication.
Separate. Yeah. Yeah. But,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And who you use for in-home care. You know, there's a lot of discussions like that for those who need that.
Right. Now, the group is called Styx. Tell me where they came up with that name.
We were not there, but when we came, there was a bundle of Styx that's put on the table every time you meet. So, of course, you say, what are the Styx for?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you continue to come, you bring your own Styx, or they give you a Styx. And when they started the group, this was a name they came up with because, where does it say in the Bible, a threefold cord is not easily broken.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a group of Styx together, you support one another.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So. And that's on the table every time you meet.
Yes, it is.
To remind you.
Our facilitator brings it in a bag every time.
Uh-huh. So, now you've been a patient here at the Prather practice, and we love having you. And what brought you here to the Prather practice initially? Was it the
foot pain? Yeah, a friend. Yeah, and a friend had been coming here. She comes all the way from Mississippi, so I figured if she came that far, maybe there's something I should look into. But I did. I had some foot pain, and then I heard you had an occupational therapist, which got to meet with you, and that was great. And I thought, this is a good opportunity to try.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and one thing about that friend, I don't think you even knew her. You guys got connected. She was coming all the way up from Mississippi, and they needed a place because they stay a week at a time. I think initially, at one point, there might have been a month that she stayed.
She did stay a month.
Yeah, and you and your husband helped provide housing, which was a true blessing for them.
Yeah, she was a friend of a friend that used to live here who lives in Mississippi now, went back to Mississippi,
okay.
And when they started talking about her coming up, she said, oh, we know someone.
So, that's how, okay, I didn't even know how to connect
it.
That's wonderful. Well, if you're listening right now and you're either a caregiver or dealing with Parkinson's and you need support, we would highly recommend you going to www.secondchurch.org. That's www.secondchurch.org. That's the Second Presbyterian Church, the big beautiful church there on Meridian. It's the first and the third Wednesdays. They meet from 11 to 12 noon. You can come through the back of the building, correct?
Yes.
They have the wheelchair accessible. And if it's your first time, ask for Sue. Dr. Prather will be there talking about the structure function approach to Parkinson's. Well, thank you, Sue. What would you say to a caregiver out there that has a spouse or a loved one with Parkinson's to encourage them?
I would say probably it was hard for me for a while to connect or even think about a support group, but I would really encourage you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved, and I know there may be others, but right now I don't know of any. So,
Very important to have that support.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Sue, for sharing your story.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.